President Ramaphosa will be addressing the nation on the country's response to the pandemic. Many anticipating that churches will be allowed to have religious gatherings at full capacity over the Easter weekend, following pressure from religious leaders after such gatherings were dubbed super spreader events. In the meantime, experts have warned that the country is unlikely to reach its 2021 coronavirus herd immunity target, despite having Aspen manufacturing millions of Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccines locally.
The majority of the vaccines of this facility in 2021 will be supplied to South Africa and the member states of the African Union. South Africa has agreement with Johnson & Johnson to deliver more than 30 million doses of the Janssen vaccine, and the first deliveries will be made in April 2021.
That was Stephen Saad, of course, CEO of Aspen, and Alex van den Heerden now, who's health and social security system specialist at Wits University, agrees that the vaccine rollout is dismally slow. He'll be joining us on the line with an update on what this may mean for the looming third wave of the pandemic. Thanks so much for joining us, Alex, on the line this evening. So we've had some elation on the announcement of that Johnson & Johnson vaccine being produced locally by Aspen. 30 million Johnson & Johnson vaccines will be manufactured for use in South Africa in particular. How encouraged or not are you?
Well, I'm encouraged and very happy that that the domestically produced Johnson & Johnson doses are going to be redirected to South Africa, because they were originally designated for export to the United States. And nothing was due for redirection to South Africa this year. So I think that that's been an important development. I think the other important development is that they increased from 11 million doses to 31 million doses. That's also good. But now the issue becomes, when will the doses become available, and when will South Africa's vaccine ground game actually go up to the levels of vaccinations required to exploit the available vaccines in reasonable time? And I think there's some risk that we could be quite slow in getting that going, because what we don't use locally is going to be exported.
Yeah. You know, something that we've had the president highlight is the fact that this was a global phenomenon, Alex. How much of that, are you buying in when it comes to just how slow a rollout process we've been looking at in South Africa?
Yeah, I don't buy the story that it was a global phenomenon. I think that what you've seen is different countries getting their act together at different rates. And South Africa is very far behind, because essentially it doesn't have a government program operating at this point. And the existing vaccine distribution is all related to a phase 3A trial of Johnson & Johnson. It's not actually a government rollout. So effectively, we haven't actually distributed one single dose yet. And we also dithered around the AstraZeneca doses. So we've really been very poor at getting anything going. And we still don't have a clear framework for what I call the ground game. We don't have a distribution plan that's on the table. And I understand that business has basically only presented their part of the plan yesterday to the Department of Health. Now, that's very late in the day, and it suggests that we're only going to start getting some sort of administration of doses toward the end of April.
Yeah. Alex, of course, Discovery set out, or amongst a lot, that set out a very ambitious target to vaccinate 3 million members when South Africa begins the second phase of its vaccine rollout in May. Do you think that it's going to just be inevitable that private sector becomes more so a part of the solution?
Well, I think private sector has to be part of the solution. I'm not sure that Discovery is able to vaccinate outside of the prioritization approach of government. In other words, to move according to the phases, the risk groups. But I think that private sector has huge capability. And I would expect that if we fully used our capability, we could get to up to about 300,000 doses administered per day.
Yeah.
But if we don't get the ground game set up in time, we'll probably start at something below 50,000 doses a day and gradually move up to 300,000. And the slower we take to get there, the fewer doses will actually be directed into the South African, into South Africa from Johnson & Johnson. Because what they're going to do, they've got the capacity to basically produce a million doses a day. Now, if we're only administering 50,000 doses a day, the difference is going to be exported.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to be, of course, keeping an eye on things as they unfold. Alex, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Alex van den Heuwe is Health and Social Security System Specialist at Wits University.